Right, how many children have you got?
One daughter and two stepchildren, two boys.
And how old are they?
Jake is now 16, and Sam 11, and my daughter Zoe is 4 in December, so she's 3 at the moment.
And who are they living with at the moment?
Jake and Sam are living with their real dad, and my daughter is in foster care at the moment.
How did that come about?
I had an argument with my wife. We split up. She committed adultery, which I walked in on, which wasn't too pleasant. And we had a big argument, and she left me, she took my daughter away, and that sent me a bit mad, really. So I started, started doing silly things again, started drinking a lot, taking a lot of drugs. And then I ended up committing crime and ended up in here. I don't know why I committed crime. I didn't need to, there was nothing that I could have gained from it that I needed. It was an act of desperation, I believe. And that's the best way I can explain that, really. So then my daughter couldn't obviously live with me, and my wife gave my daughter up, and my mum was looking after my daughter for a little while I was in here. Social services weren't too happy about that. Didn't think she was doing a good enough job, so they took her away and placed her in foster care.
So where do you get you're hopefully out next year?
Yeah, DCAT in October, so hopefully TAG in December. If not, worst case scenario would be April next year.
Right, so it's within 12 months.
Yes.
And your daughter will be four.
She'll be four at that
She'll be
time, yeah.
four. Okay, so what's the future for you and her?
Different now than a couple of months ago. If you was to ask me a couple of months ago, I'd almost resigned myself to the fact that my daughter was being put up for adoption. All the authorities and legal agencies, even my representatives, barristers, everyone said, that's the way it's going to go. It just needs to be stamped in court now. I had a couple of tough weeks and had to prepare myself for that. But now, we've had a lot of money and a lot of fight. We were in court last month, and the judge has ruled for an independent assessment. And so far, seems to be going my way. So I'm hoping that my daughter will be placed with my dad, and then when I get out, I can carry on proving myself. And whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, no matter how long, I can then go back to court, and hopefully my daughter can come home to me.
So when did you actually see your daughter last?
Last time was April.
Which is three months
Yeah.
ago now.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with her letters? Are you allowed letters and so on?
I'm not allowed their address. Social don't really come in and see me anymore. I mean, I was seeing my daughter monthly. I didn't see her the last time, because it was strange, really. The social services weren't very professional. They went up to my daughter, and these were their words. They told us, "Your daddy's in prison, can't look after you anymore, can't keep you safe, so you're going to be adopted and you'll live with someone else." And on my last Ormiston visit, my daughter came up to me and said that to me. I was shocked. So me and the social, we don't have the best relationship, so to speak. So I can write letters, and it goes into a life story book. But we're not quite at that stage yet, and there's still a chance that I can win this. So I'm seeing my daughter tomorrow, which is fantastic, and I really cannot wait. And hopefully it'll be from then on, it'll be next month, and then after that, hopefully it'll be every week. I might
Brilliant.
need a life story book.
So, hopefully you won't. So what are your hopes for the future then? Is it to have, obviously your daughter would have to go presumably to your dad, but then How do you see, if you can get her back, how do you see the future panning out for the two of you?
Well, I've got to take it a bit at a time, really. I mean, there's a lot I want for the future. I'm not a silly man, you know. I'm quite qualified. I'm a qualified plumber. I'm a mentor for various things in here, you know. I can walk into work, and I can earn good money. I've just got to keep my my mental state stable, emotional management, keep that going well. As long as I can do that, then I see within a few years my daughter will be back with me. Whether it will just be me and my daughter, or whether I've found someone else, you know, we'll see. But the main priority is to carry on proving myself and get my daughter back where she belongs.
Is there any contact between your daughter and her mother now?
No, she's disappeared, kind of. She went, the person that she was committed adultery with, she went and lived with them in London. And then she was subject to all this gangland activity and drugs, and she was abused, and now she's self-harming, and now she's pregnant, and the Met are involved. She was witness to a serious crime, but I haven't been in contact with her. She hasn't fought the case, or she hasn't had any representation, solicitor or otherwise, for court. There's, you know, the social tried to contact her, they've tried to ring her, no answer.
I mean, your daughter's very young now, but obviously in the future, she may try and find her mum.
Yeah.
And you're okay about that?
Of course, you know, they should know their mum. Every child should know their parents. It depends what state her mum is in, you know, mentally, physically, what her surroundings are like, what her social circle's like. And it depends what contact is wanted. You know, it'd have to be structured, and it'd have to take time.
And what about, you can talk about the hopes for your daughter and life together. What are your fears, your worst fears, if you can bear to think of them?
My worst fear is that I lose my daughter, and I then can't see her till she's 18, and then at that point she doesn't want to see me, you know. And think that I didn't fight. That's my worst fear. I also fear for my daughter that she's going to miss the chance of being brought up in a very loving and loyal family, which mine is. And at this point, that excludes me. You know, my uncles, my cousins, my brother, my dad, they're all close family, they all live close together, they're all very supportive. So it would be a shame to, you know, and I fear that my daughter would miss out on all of that, you know, and not just lose me, but lose a whole family connection.
And how do you see yourself as a dad?
Honestly?
Yeah, absolutely honestly.
A failure. And I'm bitterly ashamed and disgusted with myself that I couldn't be for my daughter what I know I can be now and what I am now. 6-7 months ago, I was a completely different person. And I am ashamed of that person. And mainly that is because I didn't keep my daughter safe. I didn't protect her. I didn't give her the love that she deserves and needs. Now I know I can do that. I've never been so sure.
What's made that difference?
I've had a lot of time in here to work on myself without other things being thrown in the way, being thrown in the mix. But not just that, I've helped a lot of other people. You know, I've helped a lot of other people through their problems from right when I first come in. And helping them with their problems has helped me to deal with mine, if that makes any sense. Of course, I've been properly medicated as well. which was an issue. But I think I'm just, I'm in a better place mentally. I'm a lot more stable, I'm a lot more happy, a lot more positive, you know. I wasn't happy in my relationship anyway, you know, so well, we weren't for years. So I just think in general, physical and mental health, I'm a lot happier and a lot better.